This is your FM home for Boise State football. Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey joining me here with Chris Lewis from the Bob and Chris Show. We're talking about Big 12 expansion possibilities for Boise State. And money has become the number one issue in here, and I and others have said that this will be whoever takes the least amount of money will have some of the best chances to get in. Memphis reportedly with Federal Express offering title sponsorships for the Big 12 championship game, $500 million in facility improvements, et cetera, et cetera. So when you look at money and just the Mountain West Conference number, Kurt, in terms of what they contribute and what you earn in that league overall, do you have a revenue number there, per se, that your conference earns you?
You mean in terms of what we... Am I on? Oh, yeah. Sorry. In terms of what we receive from them, we're right around the $4 million mark total at the end of the year. You know, it's no secret. That includes the TV money distribution, the college football playoff money, the basketball tournament money. There's somewhat of a distribution from the Mountain West Conference championship game. So at the end of the day for us, that's kind of what it adds up to. Now, you know, during certain years, if our team or another team in our conference has the opportunity to play in one of those bigger games, then the distribution is a little bit different. But for the most part, we're right around that $4 million.
So you look at then and say, okay, well, then Boise State's in a position where, heck, if they could get another $5 million a year, it would be worth it from a revenue perspective. What does it do to your competitiveness mm-hmm. if you're in the – we're just talking football at this point.
Right.
What does it do to your competitiveness if you're taking less revenue for 4 years like TCU's been doing? Mm-hmm. TCU's not taking full distribution. It's going to change now. How do you internalize competitiveness issues?
Well, I think that's where you need to focus. And we do that now in the Mountain West. I mean, we sit, I think, pretty well financially in comparison to the other schools in our current conference. And, you know, we're in the top half of the conference financially in the Mountain West. And so, for myself, I don't have an exact number of what that could be or what that would have to be, but I do know that, you know, if that evaluation of that opportunity ever came our way, we would certainly have to look and ask ourselves, can we be competitive at whatever level that might be? And that certainly would go into any future decisions that we make. And, you know, at the end of the day, I've always said it. We are focused on making sure that the kids that come to school here have an awesome experience. By no means is getting your butt kicked every day on Saturday a good experience for anybody, especially if you're a competitive football player or a competitive gymnast or whatever it might be. So I think that's part of the formula, and having a great experience as a college athlete is, in my opinion, you know, being able to win games and compete for championships, and we would certainly want to make sure that we continue to do that.
And not only that, for right now, especially when we're focusing on football, isn't the – Boise State known for the most winning, like all right. these graphics that have the most wins in college football over the last thing, best home records. So that's a large part of the identity, especially with football, is just the number of wins, regardless of where they are.
Well, and that's our tradition. And I think our program speaks for itself. You know, we've done a lot of great things, for a long time, in football and other sports as well. And, I think that's built a real powerful brand across the country, and we've won more games than anybody since 2000, and hopefully we can continue doing that. And, you know, like I said earlier, or just, you know, a couple minutes ago, I think our program and its history and its tradition of winning speaks for itself. We're very proud of that.
Do you think the lack of competitiveness will make a lot of Group of Five schools pause and really figure out, okay, what's the lowest number we could take and still even be competitive? What are the average budgets in the Big 12? Yeah. What kind of numbers? Because I know in the Group of Five schools, there is some disparity, like UConn's up there.
Yeah.
In the Mountain West, Boise State at $40 million for a total department budget is top two or so. Yeah. There's so many different ways to slice that revenue
right.
number and
yeah.
all that. But,
yeah.
but what about the Big 12?
Well, you know, the Big 12's average budget, the last time I looked, is just short of $100 million. And so you've got one school at probably about 65 to 70, and then you've got other schools that are 140, 150. And so that's a big discrepancy in terms of competitiveness. And, And I can't speak on behalf of the other schools that are going down this road and looking at this opportunity and what they would do or how they would measure whether or not they're competitive or not. But I know that we would certainly look at that, and that's important to us.
Yeah, and maybe that's something that hasn't been analyzed. And the other thought I've had is that if there truly is a race to go to 14, and that's in the back of their head from a consultant's perspective, you need to get a 14-team league, lock down schools to compete with the Big Ten, the SEC. At what point does the Pac-12 suggest they've got to expand? And then if there are four less teams in the group of five, how do you assess that impact for the rest of the group of five schools?
Oh, gosh, who knows? I mean, I think Larry Scott and that conference have been very vocal about staying where they're at. So I don't know whether this sparks additional interest from other conferences to expand or not. I think the Big 12 has the reasons for doing that. Those reasons might be different in the Pac-12 or the Big 10 or the ACC or whatever. So I don't know, Jeff. I don't have that answer for you. But I'll tell you, conference expansion seems to come up every year. If we would have had this conversation 30 days ago and I said to you, hey, do you think the Big 12 is going to expand? What would your answer have been?
Dead no.
All right. So, I mean, you never know. And so I don't even think people really know the reasons exactly why they're doing it. You know, they haven't come out and said, hey, we've got to expand and this is why.
Right. So
who knows? I mean, right now, no, I don't think the Pac-12 is going to expand, but you know, I didn't think that about the Big 12 either. So nothing would surprise me.
As it relates to walking around pressure, there's nothing like walking around as a coach or an athletic director when you're winning championships, winning Fiesta Bowls, getting bids, and the talk of the town. There's another way to walk around when you're not winning, and then there's this way to walk around. What about the Big 12, Kurt? I mean, how do you handle departmentally, here's about the Big 12, this is what we are or aren't saying? How difficult is that for people to respect or, I don't know, expect a different answer all the time?
You know, within our staff, I can have those conversations, but you know, and I appreciate the interest from our fans. I mean, that means they care. They want to know what the heck's going on. And we share as much as we can, and we'll share at some point whatever it is this news may or may not be. And I think we're transparent at the right time. But I also think that it's important that when you're having conversations like this, you know, there's a lot of layers to decisions like this. It's in my office. It's in Dr. Custer's office. The state board becomes involved. You know, this just isn't about Boise State athletics, and it never has been, and we make sure that we involve all the people that need to be involved with when conversations like this are going on and decisions need to be made, and we'll continue to do that. So
now perhaps the conference landscape is just never settled, and that's the answer to this question, but like when it is unsettled, how much more difficult does it make your job, not only with just, you know, putting Boise State in a position to take advantage of these opportunities, but just the other day-to-day stuff? When the college sports landscape is unsettled, how does it affect your job?
It's exhausting. I mean, it really is, but it's a part of it. I love doing this. So, you know, I'm one of those guys that comes in and I got to be doing something all the time. And so this is just, it takes up a lot of time. There's no doubt about that. But I think I've said this before. We've got a great staff and a lot of those people take over some things that maybe I would normally do during times like this. And, you know, we handle it, but it's time consuming without question.